Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest next station in the nation. It's out now, outshining any other station. So tell a friend to tell a friend by this station. Keep your ears and eyes open like a wound and sting it to an EOTM radio. It's the hottest next show. All the others move over for EOTM radio. EOTM radio. It's the hottest next show. All the others move over for EOTM radio. Carter BJ. Say to say, yeah. Shante, yeah. Grandma G, yeah. Run Anthony, yeah. Diva Q, D, J, M, I, sub, T, do what it do.
B-O-T-M
Radio is the hottest net show. All the others move over for B-O-T-M Radio. B-O-T-M Radio is the hottest net show. All the others move over for B-O-T-M Radio.
What's up, what's up, family, and welcome back to the Stunners Mag Show live on EOTM Radio. This is your girl, Carla B, and we have Solomon Superman Carter, as well as one of the featured models of Stunners Magazine, Kylie, holding the show down tonight, and we all are just excited as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are always, always striving forever and a day to encourage, empower, and enlighten your minds. And I know tonight, Stunners Mag Live will be empowering minds tonight. And I want to turn it over right now to my girl, Kylie. What's good, lady?
How you doing, Kyla?
Yo, girl, I'm excited. I'm excited for Stunners Magazine.
I'm a little under the weather. We're going to make it happen. We're going to make it happen. I'm not feeling too well, but I'm going to work it out for Superman because that's my homie. That's the boss man. Hi, Solomon.
Right. Hey, what's happening? What's happening? What up?
Are you ready for tonight?
Done as Mag Live, baby. We got the sound effects going tonight, guys. We got the sound effects going tonight.
That was really
good. We are going to talk. What are we going to talk about tonight, Kai?
We're getting a little serious. And we're going to start off by talking about what I want to ask you, because I tried to Google it. And, you know, everybody has their own personal definition. But what is the exact definition of urban modeling?
Well, urban modeling is I think it's an outlet to models who are overlooked, I think, beautiful models that are overlooked in the mainstream industry, of the high fashion. You know, not that they can't do it, but the powers that be, quote unquote powers that be, overlook these models because they're a little bit more curvier, you know, more voluptuous, you know, beautiful women that could model anything that the little, you know, thin rail skinny girls can model, but the, you know, the powers that be, you know, they're trying to appeal to a different mass of people, and I'm trying to appeal to my people, you know, the urban world, and they don't like that stuff. They like the thick girls, the girls with, you know, the curves and the booty and the pretty faces and the thin the waist and thick in the hips, and, you know, that's what they want. And that's the outlet that urban modeling has given those kinds of models. And models like Juwan, JJ, you, Kylie, Christina Devine. It's an outlet for you guys, you know, because you're beautiful, just as beautiful, or in some cases more beautiful than some of these little skinny models that I see in some of the other magazines. I'm not going to name any names, but Vogue and, oh, did I say that? My bad. but, yeah, you know, I think that's what happened. And that's how urban modeling was born. That's the definition of an urban model. An urban model is someone who has been overlooked for the mainstream. And it's sad because, you know, I think it's sad because they are just as beautiful and can represent anyone's company just as well as any other models out there. So just to answer your question.
All right. So with that being said, what characteristics do you think personally define an urban model?
What characteristics?
What do you look for when you put a model in your magazine? What do you look for?
Well, what I look for are models that are not just pretty faces and not just great bodies, but have the great attitudes to go along with it. I don't make great choices all the time. But I like to think that 95% of the time I'm spot on with a model as far as her attitude. Because to me, that's what makes it, you know, in this business. You know, you have to have the right attitude. Because, you know, there's girls out there with just these crappy, shitty attitudes that it just makes them look so ugly. I don't care how pretty they are in the face. As soon as they're open their mouth, I just get irritated. I just don't even want to be around them. And those are not the kind of models I want in my magazine. You know, I see models like that on Twitter all the time. And I could name names and Eye Candy, Junk, whatever her name is. She's just horrible. Horrible model. Horrible attitude, and I don't care who knows it. I don't like her at all. And if that causes some controversy, then so be it. But models like that, they can just keep stepping, keep walking away from Stunners Magazine, because I have no place for them here. Anyway, those are the kinds of models that I want. I want cute models, you know, that are curvy mm-hmm. and beautiful, but they got to have the attitude to go along with it. You know, they got to have the demeanor. They have to have that representation, because especially my cover models, all my models, but especially the cover models, they are the face of that magazine, of my company, for that period of time that magazine is a cover, and beyond that, because they will always be known as a Stunners cover model. I will make sure of it. You know, that's the way I market my girls, and I make sure that they stay out there. That's part of their deal with me. I make sure that I keep their model name on people's lips now and forevermore. So, and you're on the back cover of this issue that's coming out in a couple of weeks. You're on the back cover, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, the fall issue, Miss Just Kyle, justkylie.com, by the way, JustKaylei.com. Go check it out. We're still waiting for it to get all the way up, but
yes,
that's why
it's going to be hot when it does get all the way up.
Yeah, we're gonna get it rolling, and I'm gonna blast the hell out of it when it does. We're gonna really get it going and get you some hits and sell you some posters and get you some members and all that good stuff. Okay.
Right. Yes.
But and also visit my website www.stunnersmag.com. And you can see
only
all
real
the
women with real curves.
Yeah, real women with real curves. It's done as magazine. How do you finish it off? Candy coated models just ain't real. Isn't that right?
Absolutely. Carla is right on time with the sound effects tonight.
Yes, she is. I'm waiting on Winnie B to call it. Winnie B is our new host.
I don't know where Winnie B is.
Calling in here any minute here,
we can hold it down without her for now.
She is on air right now. She's here.
I've actually been on the line the whole time. You guys are talking. Yes.
Hi, Winnie.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
What's up, girly?
Nothing more. Sitting here listening to you, and I was waiting when somebody was going to click me on.
We're clicking you on now.
How's everybody tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm just running around like a chick with my head cut off.
That's
getting a lot of personal things done, so, you know, I'm a little batty right now, but I'm working it out. Kylie's holding me down.
Hello, my
yes.
dear. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good tonight. It was a pleasure you guys inviting me to come back on, so thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We didn't invite you to just come back on. We invited you on to be our new co-host, Miss Lady.
Yes, and I very much take it as an honor, and I will be. So thank you very much.
Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Yes. So what are you guys talking about tonight?
We're talking about the definition of an urban model. What is your definition of an urban model, Miss Lady? You have been doing this for a little while, right?
Yes, I have. My definition of an urban model, I guess, is a female of color, whether light skin, dark skin, pretty figure, nice shape, you know, pretty features, sex appeal, you know, they got that eye candy look, that sexiness, they got swag, and like you were saying, like, their personality plays a lot with it, too, because you can be a beautiful person, but because your attitude and your disposition is so nasty, it makes you look like the most ugliest person in the world. So, like, to me, like, it's not just having a big butt and having a pretty face, you know. It's a little bit more than that. It's the image that you carry and portray at all times, you know. It's the respect level that you have for yourself and others around you. So it's just more than just, like, a look of how you are. Like, anybody can be an urban model. You know, there's more to it. It goes a little bit deeper than just, you know, the superficial and the just top layers of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's my definition.
All right. And I have another question because, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of times I feel when you think urban modeling, you all automatically assume black, like African American.
Correct.
And
right.
You, Solomon, you know, I throw my Samoan flags up anytime I can. you know what I'm saying? I'm only half, but I definitely throw them up anytime I can. So
I'm throwing them up for you.
Right. And now I know people now are seeing a lot of Latinas. And we have a lot of Caucasian models like Amazing Amy and Gianna Favreau, who are both amazing. And I just wonder, like,
I hope she's amazing. See, they call her Amazing Amy, damn it.
Amazing Amy is definitely amazing. She's definitely amazing. I just wanted to know if you felt, either one of you felt, that urban modeling is now being taken over by women who aren't of color.
Well, like I said, with my definition, an urban model is anybody.
Yeah.
You know, it could be, you know, Gianna Favreau, Caucasian. It could be Ms. April the model. She's very dark-skinned cutie from Chicago. And I have both of them on the cover of the winter NFL playoff preview issue. So my definition of an urban model doesn't have anything to do with color. So I don't know. You know, I don't think it could be taken over by anybody because Gianna Favreau is not – you don't see Gianna Favreau in Vogue or Playboy or any of those magazines because she's a thick girl. You know, she's curvy. You know, she's very beautiful, beautiful model.
Mm-hmm.
But she's a little bit thicker than the little thin rail models that are out there. You know, black, white, red, green, whatever. You know, so my definition of urban model has nothing to do with color, just to answer your question.
And I was going to say the same, like, it's, like, kind of on the same lines. Like, it's not that they're taking over. It's just that there's more Caucasian women and Latino women who are, you know, getting more into that because that's where they fit at more. You know, like, you take the Caucasian models like Jenna Shea and them, they can't do mainstream because they're still thick. They have, like, you know, that thick, curvy figure. you know, so they do where they fit in best, and that would be in the urban industry. So it's not that they're taking over, it's just that they're becoming more accepted into it because of their figure.
Yeah, and I think maybe the fact that it did kind of originate with an African-American woman doing the modeling and being thicker, maybe it made other races feel more comfortable being built the way that they are because they see how, you know, how much we embrace it and we love it, and maybe that's another thing, reason why they're so strong in the industry right now, because they've learned to accept themselves the way that they are.
Right. Instead of having that thick, that thin image of this is how they're supposed to be, because, like, to be honest, the definition of, like, you know, mainstream is considered anything that's dominant, you know, the mainstream American culture. And in quote-unquote America, they have that mainstream skinny, thick, like, stick figure type thing. That's like when J-Lo kind of entered the Hollywood type industry, everybody was making a big deal about her butt. But to us, she was just a regular Hispanic girl out of New York, you know. And
she was just Jenny from the block.
Right. Right. So, and they're like, oh, my God, who is this girl with this big old butt walking on this red carpet with Diddy? Like, they wasn't used to that. So it became a big thing. Just like Beyonce, it became a big thing because to them, that's not really acceptable in, quote, unquote, mainstream industry.
All right. That was spoken from Winnie B. Winnie B.
But we love
be
it,
in the place
we
to
embrace
be.
Them. We embrace them because, you know, that's how we are shaped. And so to us, it's normal and it's beautiful.
Now, mm-hmm. We think it's normal and we think it's beautiful. And then we have people who aren't as naturally gifted. And they go out and they get butt injections. Now, how do we feel about that and butt implants?
I'm laughing
because
I'm
trying to get an urban model.
Wait, before we make this statement, let the world know that no model in Sunna's magazine is artificially enhanced. At all.
No.
Let's just put that out there.
I don't know why Winnie's screaming over there. I ain't gonna
that
say
wasn't
that,
me
but,
screaming. That was
We just want to put it out there. Solomon is not having it. He's not having it.
I am not having it.
He doesn't like Barbie.
No,
he really doesn't. Me and him had this conversation a couple of times about that. I mean, I guess a lot of people are wanting to get their butts done because it's like a big competition thing. You know, it's like everybody wants to have this big butt, you know, for more attention. You know, the first thing a guy sees is the girl with the biggest butt, and it's like, oh, my God, look at her butt. It's so big. You know, so it's like.
Just like that. Sir Mix-a-Lot video. Oh, my God, Jenny, her butt is so,
it's so
big. She looks like one of those rap guys' girlfriends.
Yeah, right.
All right, yes. Oh, my Jesus. So it's like that's why a lot of people want to get butt injections because they feel like, you know, they want to have a big butt like those who are blessed naturally with one. I mean, they see how people react to women with big butts, and for those who, you know, wasn't blessed in that area, they want that same attention.
Mm-hmm. Solomon, what's your take on the whole thing?
Butt injections, I can spot a girl with butt injections from a mile away. But, you know, it's always better if I touch it first and check it out.
Check it out.
I was on Twitter the other day, and they had this big controversy about one of the model, and they thought she had butt injections. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think she does. Mm-hmm. And just for support, because I wasn't going to say her name at first, but I think she's hot. I think she's beautiful. So I'm going to say they were going on Lady Cachet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if her butt.
I don't know about Lady Cachet. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'd have to examine
but
her myself.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I don't.
Oh, I'll have to examine that one myself, you know.
Okay, Lady Cachet, Solomon wants to examine you if you're listening. But she, on Twitter, on
I'm just
YouTube,
saying, man, you know.
It was like a big controversy, and I just, oh my goodness, I just didn't get it. And then I just like, are people really, really going out and buying booties? Like, really?
Of course
yeah,
they
are.
Of course they are. I mean, like, I've heard of, like, so many horrible stories in Atlanta with people getting these botched bootleg butt injections. You know, some people end up with lumpy butts. You got people who, like, literally die from this stuff, you know, because that's how bad, like, people really want to have a nice big butt that they'll let these whack job so-called butt injection people like perform this crap on them, and like they end up with like the worst the worst outcome ever.
Well, I just saw an email recently from somebody somebody we all know email with I'm not gonna say no names that from a doctor somewhere in down south. That email showed you difference between, you know, the before and afters of a butt injection. And I didn't see nothing special, you know. It looked like a butt job. It, you know, I don't know. It, you know, it, maybe I'm just biased because I like the real booty. The real booty.
I mean,
booty
can you really tell the difference?
Booty. Yes, I can tell the difference. The real booty is always the best booty, man.
But what's the difference? Like, is the butt harder or, like, what's the difference?
Well, I heard with the implant, you can feel the implant in it.
Yeah, I don't like that. I felt the booty before with the implant, and it's nasty, man.
So what about the people who get, like, the Brazilian butt lift when they take fat from other parts of their body and inject it into their butt?
Now, you know
that
what?
That actually could be a little bit more acceptable.
That's, I was just about to say that. You know what? If you can take the fat from some other part of your body and put it there, then that's, I felt a booty that did that was like that before, and that one wasn't that bad. So I must correct myself. The Brazilian butt lift, whatever you call that thing, when they take the fat, and then that's I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of the surgeries to enhance anything, but it ain't enhancing if you already got it. You just move that mug. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, so that's not too bad then that you accept
the
Brazilian
butt lift. That's like resituating the goodies. You know what I mean?
OMG.
He said resituating the goodies.
That's resituating the goodies.
Oh, my
ain't nothing
God.
Wrong with resituating the goodies. Sometimes I got to resituate my goodies. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's just way too much information, wasn't it? I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh, my God, he's killing me right now.
Oh, okay. Anyway,
but he's so serious.
Yeah, he's
so serious.
He really is.
How do you know, Kai?
Because if I know anything, you're always 100% honest. So you were dead serious when you said that.
Yes, I was, actually. But moving on.
Moving on.
Now,
I feel like I'm
going
to
end it. Now, the other thing is, do you have to be cute and have a big booty, or do you just have to have a big booty? Is that enough?
I think you just have to have a sex appeal, an appeal about you, because just like I'm fucking you to death today, Solomon, you have the petite delights, and the petite delights are giving it. They might not have the bodies that the thicker girls have, but they got something. They got something, and they are killing it. Sean Donnell is calling me on my other line. Should I plug him in? Hold on one second.
I think we should chime him in.
Yes, we should. Hold on.
I don't know. Winnie?
Yes.
I don't know. What. Now, are you using urban modeling, the industry, as an arena to branch off into other things? Or you just want to do
I'm back.
Who is this?
I'm
is this
not
Sean
really sure.
Yes, he's on.
John, we're talking about your favorite subject, bro.
Jamal,
we're talking about We're talking about your favorite subject on my radio show, Stupid Mag Live.
We're talking about booty.
The Detroit 187 show, that was a great show that came on tonight. Did y'all see it?
No, we didn't see it. We talking about booty, man. Booty. Do you like
we're live
booty
right now.
Booty?
I like
yes,
natural.
You're live right now on the radio show. Do you like fake booties or regular booties?
I like a nice round, nice booty. It don't have to be big, don't have to be too small because I never was a booty man. I'm only a booty
yeah.
man because of the industry.
That's not the question, man. Do you want it to be fake or real? Do you care?
I don't like plastic. That shit don't taste good,
right,
man.
Okay.
What
do you say?
Plastic don't taste
good.
You
said it don't taste good. You said plastic don't taste good.
Oh my God.
Oh Lord. Wow. OMG. OMG. Now we were talking about the Brazilian butt lift. That's when you just resituate the goodies. You ain't getting no plastic. It's the regular fat. The cellulite, they just replace it.
Technically, I don't consider that fake, man, if it's coming from
okay,
your own body.
See, me and Sean is like
we
right
said
here.
That.
You know what
we
I'm saying?
We
right
said
here.
That. We said that.
Yeah.
We said it was a little more acceptable.
Right. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let y'all know we're talking to the photographer that shot. How many girls in the next issue? 13, 14?
13, 12, 13 girls.
Something like that. In the next issue of Stunners Magazine, the fall 2010 issue of Stunners. The release party is going to be in Detroit at Club Elysium, October the 23rd. If you ain't there, I don't know what's up with you. You're living under a rock somewhere. But Mr. Sean Donnell is the star. He is going to be in the house, and he is the one that is being featured along with the models, his artwork. Just want to let everybody know. Can I get a round of applause somewhere in here? Okay, there we go. There we go.
Thank you so much.
thank you, Sean, for all your hard work, bro. I really, seriously, no kidding around. You bring a lot to the table, bro, and I appreciate you a lot. Okay.
Oh, man, I'm always trying to bring something into the game. You know, try to find these new faces out here. You know, hey, I don't care. I'll shoot some of the old faces too, but you know, I don't know. My thing is, I'm more focused on the new faces in the industry, you know, because we get tired of seeing the same girls every issue of magazines and stuff. I like to see something new, you know. You get tired of seeing the same old booty all the time. There's new booty out there. You know,
there's always new booty out
ain't
there.
Ain't nothing better than new booty.
And two of them are on the phone.
What's that? Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, a lot of girls out here who deserve to be seen, you know, in these magazines, you know, whether they have asses or not, because I love the petites in particular myself, you know.
Yes, we know, Sean, we know. I know personally.
What's wrong with the petites? They need
and
to
I, the you know, I got a whole section in the next magazine for the petite delight, so, you know I love the petites too.
The editors need to stop dissing the chocolate girls and the sexy petite straight up.
The chocolate girls, and this is from one of the lighter ones, the chocolate girls be, like, sexier.
Yeah.
I like all shades of the chocolate, but ain't nothing wrong with that deep dark now. They scattered all
man,
deep
dark. Oh, man, you talking to the right one because Miss April the Model, I am so in love with that girl. She just don't even understand, you know.
She knew now.
That's my next baby mama. I ain't even lie.
OMG.
April retired,
yeah,
though, man.
She decided she is going to make my magazine the last thing she does before she gets done with urban modeling. So, but I'm trying to talk her to do it because she said the game is, you know, they don't like chocolate models. I said, you know what? You with the right magazine now because I love the chocolate model. So trying to talk her into it to stay in. So we'll see what happens. But, man, Miss April the Model is just the number one to me. Her, Bria Miles, oh, my God. you know, just beautiful, beautiful chocolate models. You know, the dark skinned ladies love them.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, I love me some light skinned girls too, Naka and Winnie. You
know,
I know. My sisters over there.
Don't try to clean it up to make it feel better. It's okay.
Yeah,
I ain't cleaning up nothing. Y'all already know. Y'all already know. Y'all got my DMs. Y'all know what's up.
OMG.
Yes, OMG is right. So, anyway.
Okay.
Sean,
so I have a question.
Yeah,
I have a question for Sean.
I appreciate being on this show here, you know. Like
we had to have you on the show,
like,
bro.
It's the first time I was ever invited to be on someone's radio show, you know.
What?
Are you serious?
Don't get me started on radio shows with other magazine owners why they don't have you on their show. I'm not going to even say nothing.
Just being honest about something, you know, a lot of photographers, we don't get the credit and how much that we deserve.
At all.
Yeah.
Been out here all the
we're
time.
Bringing in a, we're bringing in a commercial here, I think. Is that a commercial I hear coming? Yes, it is. We are being commercialed out. We're going to come back in a minute, go to commercial right now, and we'll be back in a couple minutes, guys.
All righty.
All right.
There you go.
Some PR and work that EOTM doing, child. Tell me somebody, Sugar.
Okay, you mean PR work? Do you need PR?
Yeah, Sugar, that's what I'm saying.
EOTM Media Group is always looking to expand its roster of selective and talented clients. If you're interested in becoming a client,
yeah, I'm interested.
Please email pr@eotmradio.com or call 909-559-1763. That's our LA office. Or 678-548-9466 in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an office in DC, which is 646-713-9327. For a free consultation, please give us a call. Does that sound good?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a call with all them numbers. Well, I will give you a call, and I sure appreciate it. All right, dear baby.
Thank you, and always remember, you will always need a publicist.
All right, we're back, guys. We're back. And we're still talking to Mr. Sean Darnell, the main photographer for the fall 2010 issue of Stunners Magazine. And we're going to let Sean Darnell finish off what he wanted to say. And you have the floor, Mr. Sean.
Well, one thing I want to say is, you know, like I said, I appreciate all this, man. You know, have an opportunity to shoot for your mag. You know, I have opportunities to work with other mags, you know. And, you know, all I do is try to bring the new faces to the game. That's all I'm trying to do right now, you know. I'm upgrading everything that I'm doing, you know, as far as equipment, you know, quality of the girls that I'm working with, everything.
So, right.
You know, I got this big shootout in D.C. this weekend, you know, so. Hey.
Oh, you out there right now, right?
No, I'm Friday.
Out there
this Friday.
Oh, Friday, okay.
Everybody,
my bad.
Everybody thinking I'm already there, and I love it when they be thinking I'm already there, and I'm not, you know. But, you know, I've been, you know, I stay humble with a lot of stuff I do, you know. My ear it's not my ear, but I have people that I deal with in my circle who keeps their ear to the internet and to the streets and everything. You know, a lot of stuff comes back to me, you know, photographers out here that's talking mess about me, you know, don't think that I'm not finding out because I'm finding out, but it's all good because I love your advertising. So
It's jealousy.
Because you make my pockets fatter, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, it's all good, man. You know, some guys, they just envy me. That's what it's all about. So, you know,
absolutely,
they love what I do. So that's what it's all about, you know. And, really, man, I mean, you know, 2011, man, I'm telling you right now, I got something in the works that's going to be huge. That's going to be huge to me and hopefully huge to the industry. I won't speak on it right now. Just know it's something coming.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later about it. Oh, there ain't nobody. No, you ain't going to be able to talk to me about it later because I'm not revealing that until next year.
Yeah.
You didn't
come on.
You haven't already seen the sneak peeks on Twitter.
I saw.
Sneak peek was on Twitter now. It's off of it now, but it was on there.
You ain't no good.
Okay, my email address is...
Superman@sonofmag.com.
Oh, no, she put it out there. She put it out there.
If you want to submit.
I tell everybody, keep up with my tweets. When I post up pictures and all that, keep an eye on all that. You never know what you're going to miss.
I didn't miss it.
Like a chick with my head cut off today, man.
I have a question to ask you guys.
Okay.
What is the average time span that an urban model has in the industry?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a damn good one. Now, are you talking
about... No way.
Hold on. Give me, do you mean a made model or a model that's just starting out?
Well, we'll start off with a made model.
A made model. I would say the average will probably be 2 to 3 years, straight up.
2 to 3 years.
Her
and then upcoming model.
Sure. The average would probably be like 6 months.
6 months? OMG. I'm a little offended.
I know. Are you serious? upcoming model will have only 6 months in the industry?
Yeah. All comments made by Sean Darnell are his and his alone. Thank you.
But the thing is, if you are a true hustler, then you don't worry about that 6 months. You will keep on going with yours, you know? So that's the difference, you know? A lot of these models or so-called models out here don't have hustle in them, so they're not going to last that long. Only the hustlers are going to last because they know how to market themselves, keep their faces out there, you know, promoting themselves, you know, and putting product out there for people to buy, you know, like calendars and posters and stuff like that. You just got to know what you got to do. You know, you find out who your true fans are when you put stuff out there for them to buy. I was about to start cursing.
Solomon already has, so.
I know.
I did not. Did I?
Yes, sir, so you can join the team.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to. Sorry, everybody. My bad. Damn it.
And one thing I want to say to these models, you know, if you're going to be a model, this is what you have to do. You have to get with some professional photographers, you know, preferably published if you really want to get somewhere.
And pay for your stuff, damn it.
Yes,
that's a very key thing.
God.
I'll talk about that in a second.
We're talking about makeup. Makeup got to be professionally done. Only thing you can go to your girl crib at the basement now and get a terrible makeup. Can't go get your hair done in the basement at your girl crib. That ain't going to work. Get your stuff right, you know. Accessorize all your outfits. Don't come with the Family Dollar outfits, you know, because I know what those lingerie sets look like. You got to spend money to make it, you know. It's plain and simple because we all have to spend money to make it, you know, whether we models, photographers, you know, magazine owners, you know, radio, or any of that. You know, everybody has to spend money to make it, you know. Things are messed up because you have photographers out here. All they looking for is see how naked they can get a chick and on the bed, hotel, and all this and that, and they shoot them for free. Next you know, they up on some website making money off these girls. These girls are getting up with free pictures, probably two, three. You know, it's crazy. I've been watching for
Facebook.
Yeah, it's real pathetic, you know. And it's pathetic for a photographer not to even care about how a model looks if she's being shot by him. You know,
because
you don't care how the model looks, then you don't care how your product looks when you put it out there.
And you don't care about your reputation.
Right.
Real talk. You know, the thing is, I take pride in what I do, you know, and that's just point blank. I take pride in what I do. I learned a whole lot, you know, dealing with photographers like Anthony from Eye Candy, you know, Tragen, you know, them
mm-hmm.
two cats who really helped me out in this game, you know, coming up and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, Anthony was the one who told me to start making the girls to the makeup artist, man, because I don't even care when I first started. When I first started, I was just trying to get some, you know. But in my mind, I decided this is what I wanted to do. And what really made me do it is when I got fired from the plant. And this was right here, photography and graphic design was like my side shit. So now all that is my main stuff. I took pride in it. I paid attention. I do what I do now. I built a name for myself, and that's why I am where I am today. You know, I love what I do. You know, just being honest about it. It's just me. And now I like the whole travel of it, you know.
So with that being said, can I ask you a question? My question is, do you think that if you didn't take urban modeling pictures, you would be as successful as you are now?
Really, I'd probably be in some damn woods and shooting birds and stuff, you know?
See, and that's the love for the art.
I love nature. That's my whole thing. I love nature, you know. Even when I'm with models outside and I see something like ducks or something, I take pictures of them. I love them little animals, you know? And that don't make me no soft nigga either.
I knew it was coming.
I ain't going to say that, John.
I knew it was coming.
I'm going to call you Suave Sean in a minute.
I knew it was coming. He'll take you out on a walk and take you to feed the ducks, but don't think he's soft because he's
a duck. Yeah. Give you some warm milk when you get back to the crib.
I'm for it. And I'm more than an urban photographer, honestly, with y'all. You know, I'm more than an urban photographer. I do shoot commercial, you know, because I just did some wedding stuff, and I did some body paint stuff for my makeup artist the other day. So,
and you do hair magazines, too, right?
I do hair magazines. I shoot a whole lot of that. That's where the money at for me, you know. A lot of hair stuff, you know. I shoot babies. I shoot kids. I do it all. People don't know that, but I do. My thing is money and all of it, you know, so why not?
Right.
But people always label us before they actually know what we do, you know, and it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real funny.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, it is what it is, you know. But like I say, next year, I got something new I'm doing, and trust me, I'm going to take urban models to a different height. And motherfuckers just don't know, and I'm not telling nobody.
John! He's live. This is unedited. This
is
raw.
We're going to keep Sean on mute in a minute. A little bit relaxed.
I didn't know this was G. It was G
rated. Yeah, man. It was PG. We're PG. PG.
My bad. Oh, y'all can show. Okay. My bad. Yeah, I didn't know. She just threw me in on the show. I didn't even know nobody filled me in on nothing, you know?
It's all good, man. It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Sorry about
he
that.
He knows FBC. Now, ladies and gentlemen. We're very sorry, but Son of Mag Live is back PG now. We went rated R for a minute, but, you know, we're back and ready to rock and roll here. So, Sean,
it
how
went
are you?
X more shocking too.
Oh, man. We're having a ball. So, look, Winnie B.
Saturday. I got shoot, too, man.
What's that?
I had a ball in there shoot, too, Saturday. That shoot ended up going Triple A, but you know, hey.
I remember that. Oh, Lord, that Triple A shoot. Oh, man.
Yeah, that was, boy. I had to put the camera down.
You got to call me next time you have one of those. Call me next time you have one of those.
I had to put the camera down and just, you know, just sit there like, dang. Some girls, they handle their business before all that, you know. They handle their business and dig through it, you know.
Right. And then they just went. Sometimes the D's like that, you know. The girls just get, I don't know, and then they just go after each other. It's crazy, but, you know, whatever. It is what it is. I'm not going to say no, you know what I mean? So, Winnie B, we're going to throw it to you. I saw
No.
What?
A quick break-in, everybody, a quick break-in. This is Carla B. Solomon, you can announce this. We actually have two tickets to a special event going down in Pasadena, California on October the 9th. It is the Pasadena Wine Festival, and we have two VIP tickets to this event. So if you want to take some callers, we can have them call into our studio line. The number is 718-664-6543. They have to be, of course, in the California area because we don't pay for airfare or anything like
right,
that. But definitely,
right.
we have two tickets, so just want to let you know that, Solomon.
All right, two VIP tickets to the California Wine Tasting?
Yeah, Pasadena Wine
Pasadena
Festival.
Sorry.
Yeah, and that's
going
to be on October 9th. October 9th in Pasadena. So we got two tickets. And you can go ahead and open up the phone line whenever you want because you do have some people calling in, but they have to be in California.
All right. I'll let them know now. Okay.
Cool.
Take one of those callers for me, Carla.
Okay, cool things. All right, let me see. I don't know if we have any California callers, so I'm going to put it out there. I'm California people. If you're listening, definitely call in 718-664-6543. I'll go ahead and unmute a number. I'm not really for sure if it's California, but the number is area code 910-620. You're on air.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
This is JL Solomon.
Hey, JL.
Hey.
How you doing, honey?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. As soon as I get some pictures from you, we're going to be great. So we can put you in the
magazine.
3 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I have been knowing this sweet lady ever since I started this magazine on MySpace. And I have been trying to get her in the magazine. She is so shy, but she's so sweet, you know, and she's beautiful. And I just want to get her in the magazine. Somebody please help me. Please help me.
Are you still on the
phone? Well, we're
going to
get you shot, baby. We're going to get you in the magazine real soon.
I'm going to do it. I told you that. I'm going to do it.
I know.
Yeah.
So this is your first time calling into the show?
Second. It's Sean on the line and he's gone. Yeah.
Oh, I remember you did call in. That's right.
And I heard Sean talking about plastic.
Oh yeah, plastic don't taste good. What do you think about that? What do you think about fake booties and fake breasts in the urban modeling?
I guess they have self-esteem issues. You can't, like, as far as the real and fake stuff, I don't understand how a woman can walk around claiming she's real when all her body parts are fake and even her eyelashes and hair.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand. I don't think it's that serious to me. I wouldn't go, you know, be that extreme with it. It's not that serious. Take me as I am or leave it, you know?
Right. I feel the same way. But you know what? We're also talking about, now listen, now here's how, we're also talking about girls that get the, am I saying this right? The Brazilian butt lift?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that's just when they resituate the cellulite and they just take what they got already and they just move it to their butt.
Ew.
There's nothing wrong with that, right?
I mean,
because technically it's not an implant. It's just taking what they got already and moving it. Somewhere where they want it.
Yeah, that's more acceptable than the plastic, but it's still a bit too
expensive. Right, I think we're all agreed on that. What do you think?
Yeah. That
okay,
is more
okay.
acceptable and passable.
Okay. Okay, so next issue of Stella's magazine, all Brazilian butt lift models in the magazine. I'm just kidding, Mac. I'm just joking.
It's too much silicone in the industry to determine, you know, who got what, because they don't have the money to get the Brazilian done, so they go for the cheap stuff, you know. And it's sad that you can be in a hotel, get injected with something that probably kill you, you know. Girls need to be real, you know, need to pay attention to that. And, you know, anybody operating on you in a hotel ain't right. I'm just putting it to you like that. Ain't nobody operating on me in a hotel.
You okay?
Hell, I don't
want to
go to the
hospital. Like, people who I am, if you don't like it, the next one will, you know, real talk.
I'm going to the hospital. I ain't going to the hotel and get no operation. Forget that. Because, you know, I need to get some things lifted my damn self. Did I say that on air?
Yes,
oh, my God.
Did. Yes, you did.
OMG. OMG. I'm trying to be all down and stuff. I don't even sound right saying that.
He said, I don't even sound right saying that.
I don't know.
Forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. The CEO is a little silly tonight.
Yeah.
I haven't been sleeping 2 days, so.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. JL, I think I know who this woman is.
Yes, you do know.
I got that same vision of this picture of this woman.
Oh,
you know,
my God, don't
no,
start. Don't start. Do not start.
All
go ahead, go ahead, Sean. Go ahead.
My head. That's all I kept doing, shaking my head.
Shaking my head. That's all you do is shake.
She knew. She knew why she put this picture up there on model, not model, man. It was on MySpace first.
It was on Twitter. Yeah,
wow.
It was on MySpace.
No, it was on MySpace first before Twitter came along.
Right.
You put that picture. A lot of people commented on that picture, and you knew what you were doing. You put that picture up there.
No, honestly, I did not know until somebody pointed it out. Until after the fact, when everybody
that's
seeing
like
it.
The first thing
you're
going to be talking about that girl.
Did she have a white shorts on, Sean?
Yes,
sir.
Oh, I remember that, man. Somebody was showing a little much. But I'm not going to say nothing about the camel toe.
Camel toe.
Oh, my God.
What?
We put JL on blast on the Southern Mag Live radio show here. Ladies and gentlemen, JL had the picture out there that was the bomb on MySpace because, you know, she had the little tiny little booty shorts on, and they were showing the little camel toe. Actually, it was not little, but
OMG!
And it looked good. I'm not gonna say it looked good, but everybody was just like flocking over the pictures. So JL, we love you, honey. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
It looked like it was molded straight up, a mold.
Okay.
For real. Like you can just take that off. And make more.
Oh,
you know?
my God.
You guys are going into detail.
It was good, though. We're not trying to embarrass nobody. It was a good thing.
It was a good thing.
Nice.
Blushing.
It was not good.
Sean, when
are
you going back to North Carolina so you can shoot JL, man?
I'm going to cry now.
She asked me when the last time I went.
Next time you go to North Carolina, I'm springing for JL shoot. I'm gonna spring for it, my damn self.
Where is he located at, Solomon?
Sean Donnell is in Detroit. Just in case anybody doesn't know, but he travels all over.
He's global.
Do you ever come to New York?
He was just in New York, as a matter of fact.
Are you serious?
Yes, he was just there. But he has been requested back by popular demand.
Oh, okay. So maybe when he comes back up here, he can shoot with me.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm right here.
What's your Twitter? What's your Twitter?
My Twitter is my name.
Yep, Sean Donnell. SHAWNDARNELL.
Okay, I'm going to follow you on Twitter now.
You're not following Sean Donnell on Twitter? Me and you are not friends anymore.
Oh,
I swear to God.
Hang up on her.
I swear I'm not, and it's so funny because I've seen that name before on your Twitter page before, but I never It never clicked in my head. You know how I am.
What's your question? I need to ask you a question. I'm sorry, guys. Let me break away from what we're talking about. Winnie, this is a breaking news here. Winnie, who is the burnt-up French fry you hugging on your Twitter, Abby?
Oh, my God. Okay, no, stop it. He's actually, I did a video for them this weekend in North Carolina. His name is Black Storm.
Oh, my God. This dude, he looked like a burnt-up. No,
stop it right now. He's somebody that I did a music video for. He's very popular in North Carolina. It was his video and another girl's
matches.
Video.
Are you talking about
right
the
now.
All-white video shoot?
Huh?
Are you talking about the all-white video shoot
yes.
that was in Raleigh?
Yes, at Raleigh Live with Nika Swain and
yeah.
Black Storm. I did his video for him.
Okay. I was supposed to do that, but I had
someone else
on the phone.
Are you serious? Yes, they brought
me there.
It was we had a blast because the glass candy models, well, Candy Glass Models was there too. Kay,
okay.
They was there and they actually wanna sign me as one of their models. So that's where I was. I was in North Carolina this weekend.
Okay.
Well, who else is this online? Is this Megan?
Thank
Megan,
you for
coming to see you.
Me. Thank you for saving the day. Thank you.
I'm coming to see you, Megan, with your fine self, girl.
Oh, man. How many people on this phone, man? Because
I had to stop talking because I'm confused.
In about 3 minutes, ain't nobody going to be on the phone because we about to cut it short. Cutters Mag Live is about to go off the air. Until next week, we love y'all. Peace. And we out of here.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for coming on time, Megan, Winnie. Tyler, we love you. Peace.
Listen and learn.
Love
that once was strong,
but you see,
even that turned wrong. Hey, it's cool to look bummy and be a dumb dummy and disrespect your mommy.
Have you forgotten
who put you on this earth, huh?
Who brought you all proud?
And who loved you since your birth? Reward is a brainwashed kid going wild. Young little girls already have a child.
Bad company.
Hey, now you've been framed.
Your parents
are hurted. Hurted and ashamed. And your mommy can't cope. Hey, little kids, don't follow these jokes.
As a rule from a non-fool.
Your life don't drool. Don't be a fool like those that don't go to school.
Get ahead
and accomplish things. You'll see the wonder and the joy life brings.
Don't admire me.
Hey, they don't admire you. Their time's limited, hard rock too. So listen, be strong, scream, whoopee-doo. Go for yours, cause dreams come true.
And you'll make your mommy
so proud of you.
Crack tomorrow,
so
be more mature.
And kids, do you
are overdue, and this is the message that the ruler Rick threw, and it's true. You know what?